that's Cheesy Dr. Ryan Stanton, our ER doc. Those of you who are as old as I am will remember it from as the theme from Ben Casey. Dr. Stanton.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, man, lots of traveling this week. Emergency docs up in Washington, D.C., trying to give some direction to where the health care legislation is going.
Yeah, what do you think?
May not help, but we'll
what do you
see.
Think about that whole thing? What's your opinion? What do we need to do?
I think the statement that came out that said healthcare is complicated was an understatement. People, until you dig into it, you don't understand, because I think everybody wants the same thing, which is we want everybody to have coverage and access. But it eventually boils down to money, cost, and how do you balance the free market, mm-hmm. the American mindset to what is a hideously expensive, costly, and difficult profession.
Okay, that's a lot of real nice words, but what the hell do we do?
Oh, God. I think we need to get physicians, healthcare folks, stakeholders to design a system, because we're the ones, you know, especially emergency medicine, we're the ones seeing 150 million people a year, not only with emergencies, but also the barometer of how our healthcare system is doing for access, primary care specialists, insurance coverage, which is becoming more and more difficult, more expensive with less coverage. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge problem. And we're way down the rabbit hole now, and there's some benefits of the ACA, and we need to develop those and kind of redo those to make sure that we get as much help for everybody we can.
I don't know why anybody want to be a doctor now. I think in 30 years we're not going to have any doctors left.
Well, one of the big shifts that we're seeing is, in order to save money, is we're going to people that aren't physicians as much, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and they do a fantastic job, but there's definitely a role for everybody that's in medicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're definitely going to, if I'm having my heart attack or stroke or in a serious car accident or whatever, or my child is sick, I want to have a physician there if it's a really critical acute situation. So we just have to figure out that balance. But unfortunately, right now, the mighty dollar is driving so much of this.
Sure. Well, the reason I asked you to be here was not really to talk about that. I asked you I started hearing rumors that the flu is back with a vengeance. I thought we were sort of getting rid of that.
Well, and I think a few weeks ago we talked about it, that it looks a lot like a couple of years ago, where we had a big spike and a little dip and another spike. And that's what we're seeing right now, is that second spike. And a lot of it is a combination of flu A, which is what we had almost predominantly, but also now flu B together. And in fact, my wife, being doing pediatrics as well, mm-hmm. says she's had several cases yesterday in her clinic of kids that came in with A and B at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Which is really a wango bango of feeling terrible. Actually, my daughter had flu B last week, one of them. Good news, she had the vaccine, so it only lasted about 4 days. It wasn't really major, just felt and had a fever for about an hour, and that was it. Good news, better is the rest of us did not get it. So, you know, it seems like the vaccine is preventing a bunch, but also really decreasing the severity. I expect within about the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll see a pretty significant drop. But hopefully not, but we will probably transition, like past years, into our norovirus GI illness that typically follows the flu season.
Tell us about your TV show, when it's going to be on next.
All right, TV show, first Saturday of the month. Actually, we're going to have a bonus airing of the NASCAR episode. I believe it's going to come up this Saturday. We're making the timing final now after the games on Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. We're going to re-air that NASCAR episode. But then the first Saturday of every month, and the next episode's a great one on surgery on Sundays, as well as the Refuge Clinic, a couple of clinics that in services that are providing care for those that are being lost in the current healthcare system because of gaps in coverage and unattainable cost.
Sounds great. That's on ABC 36.
ABC 36. Check it out. Also, you can follow along all the shows on YouTube. You can look up Stanton MD Everyday Medicine on Facebook as well as YouTube, and you can see all the old episodes and segments, some pretty cool stuff there from the last year.
Great fun. Thank you, Ryan.